If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
I guess we have two tense moments here in the next few days. Welcome. One, of course, is the memo and when it will be released, not if it will be released. And I'll get into a little bit of what Trump could face and the two words being thrown around are collusion and obstruction. And I'll save that for a little bit later on. Well, certainly, obstruction is punishable by impeachment, the impeachment process. But let me not get ahead of myself here this morning, because you're probably wondering what the other news is, and that's the Super Bowl. And I don't think anybody's kind of walking away from that Sunday, looking forward to that immensely. So there are two big things going on, one in politics and one in sports. But let me correct myself, because sports has become politics, hasn't it? So I guess it depends on what you mean in terms of specifics for your analysis of the situation. But I am a little bit concerned here about, let me take care of my concerns immediately before taking somewhat objective. I say somewhat objective because all of us are subjective. We've just gone through that with the FBI and the Department of Justice. Are you allowed to have your own opinions? Well, I mean, of course you are. Well, and it's impossible for us not to be opinionated. I went through that yesterday with a very close contact of mine who's involved with the State Department, and he upholds the most ethical of approaches, and he doesn't want to talk about politics, and it's not because he's angry. He said he has to remain nonpartisan. It's part of his moral obligation to do so. However, I don't have the same role in what I do here, and I want to be very sure that people get updated on what's going on with the blasting of the leadership of the FBI and the DOJ for politicking this probe, because when you come down to it, you know, Charles Krauthammer said in my interview with him, everything is about politics. And if you want to really get accurate, everything really, in a sense, is about politics, whether you've got politics at home or politics on the job or politics for the government. It's highly political. And those people who tend to succeed are those who learn how to navigate the waters. So Trump, I want to go back here, and I'm certainly, this isn't a day of saying, you know, this person made that mistake and that person made this mistake, but I think, you know, if this is inclusive in the conversation with Trump and all of those on the other side, there are a whole bunch of them on the other side who want to see his impeachment follow through, and it's not out of the question. It's not out of the question. As recently Hope Hicks, who is Trump's chief spokesperson. She's with Trump more than anybody else. She's 27 years old. Very pretty and an extremely nice young lady. I've had the pleasure of communicating with Hope Hicks. She always gets back to me, as busy as she is. And I can tell you she's a gem for him. She and, of course, Kellyanne Conway, two females, for all of you who think that Trump is very discriminatory, which is just absolutely absurd. And she made a statement about talking about not releasing emails, and it's come into the headlines, and that took place in the Oval Office when Trump was meeting with a Russian attorney. And I don't know every detail, and I don't mind the details that come out that don't result in any action, but a scolding of the president. I'm sure there are many, many, many roads you can go down on that. But when you talk about treason, I think you're talking about the other side. So you tell me the comparison, because nobody's perfect in any situation. I think what Trump should have done was fire Christopher Wray. He appointed him, and at first I was most euphoric in this administration about Trump's ability to have just fantastic appointees. And I still feel that way. But who knew we were going to stumble on the likes of Scaramucci and Mike Flynn and Paul Manafort, who wormed his way in? I don't think he has the right staff around him to assure that these things don't happen. I mentioned Kelly Conway and I mentioned Hope Hicks, and both of them have massive other activities. I doubt if Hope Hicks sleeps one second every night. She's so involved with what this president does and says. So when you take your personal feelings and you begin to politicize the investigative process, let's look at Strzok and Page, that lovely couple. He was so consumed by his hatred of Donald Trump that I don't know how many of these 50,000 texts that was sent revolved around that. That's an aberration from what's normal. My response would, if I were in government, unless I were in Congress and I was expressing an opinion based upon the policy, my response was, I'm not commenting on that. I don't hate the man or the woman. I'm interested in the policy. And I know I would stick by that. What I might say at home to my wife would be something different. But I would never even consider violating the moral code of which this government is founded on. So White House officials say Trump intends to clear the way for the publication of the classified memo on Russia and waiting. The memo on Russia, based upon investigations led by the courageous Devin Nunes and the FBI involvement in abusive surveillance tactics in the early stages of its probe. It sets up a clash with the man who was led to lead the FBI, and that's Christopher Wray. And of course, that followed the firing of James Comey. I mean, it's been a terrible selection process here. Just a terrible selection process. Now, I don't know, although I suspect, what Christopher Wray's position is here. He's part of the group, but I don't know how he could have gone on and selected him. As we sit here and wait for the release of the news, and if you see it, I don't know who's with me yet, Tuck or Matt, but if you see something pop up while I'm doing this show on the release of the memos, or it might be a little early, they're talking about sometime before noon, and I'll have that TV plugged in until we get that report, and I'm sure afterwards as well, as it could be a very significant change resulted in some very significant changes. And I mean, it could be both ways. If it was found to be a nothing burger, as they say, and it can't be the case based upon the reaction of all these people who are coming on all these shows on Fox, because MSNBC or CNN, I mean, they wouldn't even permit this. So, I mean, there's stuff here. I mean, there's more than smoke, there's fire. And what is Christopher Wray so uptight about in terms of his security? Now, he's saying he may be considering retiring. And my question is, why is that? What's going on? I mean, this is the big question everybody's asking. What is going on? And even Trump tweeted early this morning on the news shows that were dominated by the reports that the FBI and the DOJ had objected strenuously to the memo's release. And I mean, we're just waiting for that moment. And you don't want that moment, even though he's got through Saturday, you don't want this moment to occur on a weekend. Not good PR. And of course, all of this has to have its own PR direction. And, of course, those on the other side say the document is misleading and could jeopardize national security. I know nothing about this document, as all of you out there know nothing about this document. But come on. These lies. I mean, they're out and out lies. We're going to come back. This is Stu Taylor.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, this is Monica Crowley from the Fox News Channel. I just did a fantastic interview with the great Stu Taylor. Stu, thank you so much. You are fabulous. Everybody listen to Stu Taylor.
Darling, you sent me. I know you sent me. Darling, you sent me. Honest you do, honest you.
Oh, the anticipation, honestly, I'm not trying to be comical or anything. I'm being serious. The anticipation, for me, is exciting. I expect the news to be positive. I expect the ultimate consequences to be minimal in nature, considering the society we live in. I want to see Trump exonerated of collusion. I want to see him exonerated, and I want to see a lot of red faces out there. I want to see him continue to do his job. And the top leadership and investigators of the FBI and Justice Department have taken this situation and politicized what is supposed to be a moral investigative process. I don't know whether that's an oxymoron, in favor of Democrats against Republicans. I can understand partisan feelings, except I remember growing up through the political system and, things were split votes, 51 to 50, whatever it was. You had a lot of terrific Democrats, honestly, like Tip O'Neill, whom I had great respect for, and it's not anywhere the same. Tip O'Neill has morphed into Adam Schiff, who, I have an obligation when I come on here every morning. However, when Adam Schiff makes appearances and he can't shove that face in front of the camera enough, I mean, I really find it difficult to tolerate his lies and his twisting and his spinning. Oh, he's smooth. I'm not taking that away from him, and that's a compliment. He is really, really smooth. But that's not what this is about. The smoothness will overcome a lot of people who have no idea what's going on out there until it involves into a more substantive issue, and then they say, oh, gee, he had me fooled. He had me fooled. And we see that in the case of a lot of politicians. I'll mention one in a local area here of Boston, and that's Seti Warren, who took over as mayor, and even close friends started to praise him, and I said, don't jump. He's now hated by the right. He's going to run for governor. And he will be another blight and a curse on this party if he gets elected. So if you're living in the Newton area, in Newton, don't vote for Seti Warren. So something right now which could have been thinkable in just a short time, unthinkable in just a short time, has become reality here. And I say, President Trump, you've gone this far, and President Trump, even if you haven't made a move yet, and you have, let's get this released. He said 100%. Of course, you have to take politicians at the whim of the moment. And certainly, I mean, that includes Donald Trump. I'm not sitting here. I'm no fool. I know Trump will say one thing and do another a couple of minutes later. But this isn't the topic of discussion here this morning. And I'd certainly be more than happy to discuss this with anyone who wants to call in at 888-205-2263. A second White House official said Trump was likely to declassify the memo, but the precise method for making it public was still to be determined. So we got all kinds of news going on everywhere. And again, if you missed the top of the hour here, the best guess is sometime before noon. So I guess that's kind of going to put a not a damper. I'm just going to move on to have that TV on. I don't want to be sitting and working when this news breaks. I want to be right on top of it. Trump says he wants the memo released even after the FBI declared Wednesday that it has grave concerns about its accuracy. Really? Well, the FBI wouldn't be worrying about anything like that, as would the Department of Justice. Accuracy? It's been documented there have been a few cosmetic changes. If they're worried about security and accuracy, I'm going to put the hen house in the middle of a wolf's resort. This is just, you know, and they want their document released after they've refined it. Just let it fly. Apologies to no one if there are mistakes, and I'm more than happy to let them go. I want to see what's in that document. It was written as part of an effort to reveal what Republicans say Counsel Robert Mueller was appointed to take it over. Goes back to the firing of Comey, but it really goes back to the first day that Trump assumed the presidency, when the meetings and the conversations, like with Strzok and Page, the meetings behind closed doors, the attempts by Hillary Clinton, that vile human being, on how do we get Trump out of office? How do we impeach him? You got Democrats calling this memo an attempt by Republicans to distract attention from the investigation into Russian meddling in the election. It is 14 months later. There is not a stone of evidence that's been turned up. And we're still talking about collusion with the Russians. I will tell you, it's obscene. And if this is part of the politics of Washington, D.C., I don't want any part of the politics of Washington, D.C., and I don't have any part of the politics of Washington, D.C. The Democrats on the intelligence panel, they made a big effort last Wednesday to stop the release, saying the memo had been altered by the Republicans. It has been altered. There's no other explanation that can take place. You see, all the Republicans want it released. All the Democrats don't. And you get Adam Schiff sticking that face of his on TV all the time. He said in a letter to the House Intelligence Committee chairman, I hate to use the word heroes. I'll just say someone I don't have heroes anymore other than my parents. But Devin Nunes of California. I want to add, because I made a statement that was just incorrect. The heroes are everyone who bravely serves in the military, the police, the fire department. They're heroes, okay? I just want to make that correction. So Devin Nunes said that the committee, the Democrat committee, had discovered changes that were made after the vote on Monday. Oh, this is an efficient government we have. We'll
I threw up this morning. The nausea from gastroparesis can be overwhelming. Have you been diagnosed with gastroparesis? If so, you might qualify for a clinical study for a new medication for nausea and the symptoms of gastroparesis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 844-902-1212. That's 844-902-1212. This ad sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
is Talk Radio.
The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Oliver North, host of War Stories on Fox News Channel and author of American Heroes in Special Operations. I just want you to know, Stu Taylor is a great American patriot. Don't miss his show.
Because I love you, I'll always love you so. Why? Because you love me.
One of my all-time favorite songs, really right up there in the top 10, that's the great Frankie Avalon. And I happened to see him at a street concert about 3 years ago in the north end of Boston. He still looked magnificent. He still had the pipes, and he had his son singing with him. And quite honestly, I mean, it's in a pure non-heterosexual way. I was love Frankie Avalon. So the White House has been reviewing this document since Monday, as I mentioned, and it was never approved for public release. Adam Schiff. He is such an accomplished spin artist and liar that if you stepped into the political arena for the first time and made observations, you'd come away saying, this guy's brilliant. However, if you just hung around long enough, like 2 weeks, you'd turn and say, what a fake this guy is. And Schiff has asked Nunes for another vote on the memo. Oh, yeah, right. But the Republicans don't appear to be making any changes on that, and that the report coming out was everything was procedurally sound. I mean, what are the, you talk about distractions? What a distraction it would be to go through another vote on this. So this all comes as special counsel Robert Mueller investigating whether the Trump campaign improperly conducted, and I keep repeating it because I want people to be very clear about what's going on, collaborations with Russia and whether Trump sought to obstruct the inquiry by other things, from firing Comey. I mean, Comey is not going to be remembered in good light. He's part of a very exclusive evil club. I think I can safely say that it's been demonstrated. So the Republicans have intensified, I'm happy to see it, pressure on the Justice Department as Mueller's probe has moved closer to Trump's inner circle. And I have to say, I'm a little bit surprised. I am not a Paul Ryan fan. I have never been a Paul Ryan fan. I certainly am not a Mitch McConnell supporter. But I have to say that I'm sure it's for his own benefit, and I have no idea what he's thinking. But Paul Ryan is obviously gravitated more towards supporting Trump. That could change in a day. That's what happens in politics. You know, it snows and it's 28 degrees one day, and the next day it's 70 and warm. Trump has been telling all these confidants in recent days that he believes the document will validate his concerns that the FBI and Justice Department conspired against him. You know what that tells me? It tells me my mouth is dry. Please excuse me for a moment. Can't consume liquid and talk at the same time. It's a good trick, but I can't do it. So we're going to find out where these abuses are detailed and whether we're getting into, and I expect to get into this in the latter part of the program, as to whether we're talking about obstruction or collusion, whether we're talking about gross negligence, remember that, as opposed to being messy and sloppy. Big difference legally. You know, these have legal meaning when it when it comes to throwing down the hammer on these situations and making a decision. What does have me concerned is Judge Andrew Politano of Fox News, and he's been a guest on my show several times. He's a wonderful guy. He's a terrific guest. He's extremely smart. Notice how I emphasize the word extremely. And so is Turley, the Fox contributor, who is a top lawyer for George Washington University. You're talking about some smart guys. And Napolitano has come out with the concern, which could be grounds for impeachment, and I try not to elaborate on these outcomes because I don't have the legal expertise to do it. But this is this Hope Hicks message regarding the email about Trump not getting involved in responding to what was a meeting at the White House with a Russian investigator. And Napolitano expressed concern about that. And, you know, instead of going through all the pros and cons of that, all we have to do is wait just a few hours and we'll get a response on where we are with this case. And Trump is, he believes the document will validate his concerns. Paul Ryan charged that the Democrats were out for political gain. I mean, is there any dispute over that? Saying the purpose of the memo is to reveal whether there has been abuses of surveillance laws. And he's saying this memo isn't an indictment of the FBI or the Department of Justice. It does not impugn the Mueller investigation. And a lot of people are for the Mueller investigation to go on. Now, I am quite certain that Trump wanted Mueller fired. I mean, I'm absolutely quite certain. Quote, oh, he's a registered Republican who's put on like 16 of 17 people who have contributed to the Obama campaign, but he's neutral. I'm glad Trump didn't make the move because the music is too loud. He should have fired Comey at the beginning. It may have never led to this. And he should have fired Mueller at the beginning. But I hope that I eat my words and I come on this show and say, I have an apology to Robert Mueller. He did his job objectively in spite of the extenuating circumstances surrounding him. I mean, I sit here and I just don't know. If Trump was looking for a reason and he's got him to fire Mueller and Rosenstein, why hasn't he done it now? He's got the authority to do it. And yeah, I know there'd be a firestorm, and that may be the answer to the question that I just posed. Comey, I want to give a remark he made on Twitter. I mean, everything is social media today. If you don't talk social media, you're kind of out of the loop. I don't tweet, by the way. So here's Comey's comment. All should appreciate the FBI speaking up. I wish more of our leaders would. But take heart. American history shows that in the long run, weasels and liars never hold the field so long as good people stand up. Not a lot of schools or streets named for Joe McCarthy. Well, these are all interesting comments, and rhetoric never supersedes the facts unless it comes down to a vote of the American people. And in this particular case, rhetoric did supersede the fact, because no way in hell that Hillary came close to winning that election. And yet the towering line, Hillary won that election and was robbed of it. Trump got 306 electoral votes. If this election were left alone, I'm guessing you, just to be modest, he would have gotten something like 343 electoral votes. So believe whom you may. I believe, and what this investigation ultimately is destined to show, is that it's coming down to an impeachment investigation. And yet Obama went 8 years, and then prior to that to the Senate, to show that he should have been impeached from day one for everything he did. Oh, I must be a racist. All right, we're going to conclude when we come back. This is Stu Taylor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Biz Talk Radio. Taylor on Business, 9 to 10 a.m. at WBNW, 1120 a.m.
This is Martin Fletcher. I'm a special freelance correspondent for NBC News, and I've just done an interview which I enjoyed very much with Stu Taylor.
All right, introducing a guest of the day here. His name is Robert Cannon. The name of the book is it's certainly an intriguing title, The Wanderer or No Place to Rest Your Head. The book is published by Fulton Books. You can go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and FultonBooks.com. It's a captivating and interesting title, and with that, I welcome you, Robert. You are... by your own admission, a self-declared wanderer who survives the fringes of normalcy. I guess that requires an explanation. Tie that into the book, Robert.
Pardon? What was the question?
Tie the title and the fact that you live on the fringes of normalcy into what the meaning of it is. And welcome. It's a pleasure.
Oh, well, glad to talk to you. Well, the title is a... take off two books that I refer to a lot in daily living. As one is the I Ching, also known as the Book of Changes, and that's where The Wanderer comes from. And then the last part of the title is out of the Bible, of course, is Christ's words, No Place to Rest Your Head.
What led you to writing this book? Did you have some traumatic experiences early on in life?
Well, no. I had a pretty blessed life for the most part as a youngster. It wasn't until my teens that things started getting kind of weird. But
they often do. Yeah. Well, what happened in your teens, and was that influential in writing this book?
I started seriously messing up, getting into too much drugs and drinking too much, and then late in my 18th year, had a spiritual awakening, spiritual experience, whatever. God.
How did that happen?
Me,
I mean,
if you will.
What was the moment?
Pardon?
What was the moment? How did that spiritual awakening happen?
Well, like most things in life, it was kind of a build up to it, but then during a couple of meditative periods, whatever you want to call it. I did what the Illuminati call stepping over the threshold, experienced the spiritual side while still in a normal waking state in this reality.
Well, did you write the book as a matter of catharsis or to help other people or both?
Well, not so much the catharsis part. I'd pretty much gotten all that out of my system. More to do whatever I could to try to help people come to the same kind of awakening and happiness, or if you will, that I did, so that things would be better for them, for the world, etc.
Does it have to be through a religious road to do this?
Oh no, I'm not what most people would call religious. If I'm not screening myself like I am now, I cuss like a drunken sailor. I don't call myself any religion. I'm a little bit of all religions. So it's not so much a religious thing as it is a... I say that. I mean, it depends on what you call religion. It's a spiritual thing for sure. But most institutionalized religions have pretty much lost the spiritual thing.
Right. Yeah. I'm not going to inject my personal feelings into this. I just say it's a shame what's happening. We don't have the... we don't have what I consider the, in many cases, the moral fiber. I just want to choose my words here. In conclusion, what would you say about this book in terms of who should buy it and why?
People who don't have a direction in life and who doubt, who don't have any confidence in what they're going through. Don't believe that there's a divine mentality, a divine spirit to try to help them understand that there is and what it's all about, that it isn't what the institutionalized religions try to portray it as necessarily.
Okay, thank you very much. It's your message is well received on this end. Robert Cannon, The Wanderer, or No Place to Rest Your Head. It's published by Fulton Books. Robert, thank you very, very, very much for joining us.
Thanks, Big Stu.
Okay. we continue. We have just about a minute left. So, as I've said here several times during the hour, tune in your TVs. There will be an announcement forthcoming here at some point regarding this. I'm sorry, it's essentially an impeachment investigation. That's what it is. The smoke will be clearing. We'll get a lot of answers we didn't have. I don't know if there'll be anything mortifying. But I just wonder, because of the extreme reaction of the far left and the fact that they're such blank artists that they haven't been able to spin this enough and stop it from getting released. And when you get Christopher Wray and... others going to the White House to plead with Trump not to release it. It just kind of ups the ante, doesn't it? So more to come, and we're going to have to wait for that more to come on Monday. As I wish everyone a very, very safe and happy weekend, and. Promise you some great shows next week. This is Stu Taylor. So long.
Opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.